When I end up in places that I shouldn't be, it's all because of the fact that I chose the easy route. I end up down roads that I never thought I would go down.
Yeah.
And I end up doing things I never thought I would do. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, when I'm uncomfortable and I'm growing, I end up in places I never thought I would be, doing things I never thought I would do. But it was a positive side of that, which is completely different.
Welcome to the Growth Over Comfort podcast. I'm your co-host, Randy Anderson, joined today by my co-host, Steve Miller. And this podcast is, this is the beginning. This is the first episode of the Growth Over Comfort podcast. This podcast is all about choosing growth over comfort. And we like to share stories about where we have chosen that, or, you know, maybe we haven't, maybe we chose comfort, and talk about what we learned from that time. So before we get started, I kind of wanted to do like a little bit of an intro piece for each other, just so like, awesome. You know, people can kind of know who we are and all that sort of thing. I don't know. Authors do that in books. So why don't, I don't know.
Spend a little time and introduce each other. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Randy Anderson. I do a lot of different things, but the things that I'm most passionate about are video production, video editing, and that sort of thing. I've been working with creators and influencers and content creators since 2016 professionally on YouTube. And let's see, over that time, I've started a company, a business called Crema Video, and I'm blessed and thank God to be able to say that our company has been responsible for 2.6 billion.
All right, say that again. How many views?
2.6 billion.
That's incredible.
Video views over all the years, featuring, and that's helping out 20 plus creators, 25, I think, at this point now, 25 different creators, and all of their combined following together is around 30 million followers. So
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, some of the coolest people I've ever met, content creators, and some of them are amazing to work with. Some of them are hard to work with. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, this podcast, we need to be honest here.
Right.
But it's been an amazing journey, and I'm blessed to do it. And I hope to continue to grow and get more.
So, right.
And that's me.
Well, my journey's a little bit different. I've been coaching and teaching and leading since I was 18 years old. I was kind of thrown into the coaching world when I graduated high school. So I moved into that. I retired as a high school principal with 27 and a half years in education.
Wow.
So that was an interesting journey.
Yeah.
Learned a lot along the way, met a lot of really neat people. I learned a lot of things in the process. And I'm currently a part of Agra Steel Construction. Mm-hmm. And I just basically take care of people there. It's my primary role. I answer the phone and deal with people and handle situations that come up. So I've been talking to people and solving problems and being a part for a long time in that. Been married for 31 years to my wife, Cindy. I have one daughter. Her name's Taylor. She's married to Sheldon. Great family. They have two kids, so they can get to stay around because of the two kids. So we're excited about the grandkids, kind of fired up about that. But the biggest thing in my life right now is moving into the coaching realm. I want to take, you know, what I've learned over basically 30 years of coaching and teaching and leading and just help people along the road. You know, I've had some pitfalls. You know, I've walked down some roads and fell in some holes and caused my own issues and got in my own way and messed some things up and really caused some problems. And I would like to help people that have done that recover from that. And I would really like to help people not fall into the same holes that I fell into along the way. So that's kind of my journey. And I'm fired up and excited about what we get to do here.
Yeah. Awesome. I feel like you're very humble in your description of your of all that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I feel like there were some titles you didn't throw out, and there were some.
I'm not a big title person. I'm not a big degree person. I've got a lot of pieces of paper that say I can go do things. I've carried a lot of titles that would allow me to sit in a lot of rooms and be a part of a lot of things. But I'm not about that anymore.
Yeah.
I really think my primary is to become the type of person that that when my grandkids look at me, you know, when I'm not here anymore, they go, yeah, I'd really like to be like my granddad.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's kind of what I'm looking for.
That's awesome. This is the beginning of the show. So what you see here is probably going to change, but that's just part of growth, right? Because if you're not growing and you're not changing, then you're just stale. And I don't know, let's talk about that. That's what the whole point of this is, right? Is just to talk about that.
Right. Just the stale piece that you talk about. One of the things that's really fascinating to me on a personal journey is when I end up in places that I shouldn't be, it's all because of the fact that I chose the easy route.
Yeah.
The easy way to get there. And by doing that, I end up down roads that I never thought I would go down.
Yeah.
And I end up doing things I never thought I would do. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, when I'm uncomfortable and I'm growing, I end up in places I never thought I would be, doing things I never thought I would do. But it was a positive side of that, which is completely different.
Yeah.
On the other side. One of the things, and I think you and I've talked about it, you've been through the 75 hard journey. You're a little further than I've been. I've started and stopped and started and stopped and started and stopped.
Right.
So today's start day one for me in the first phase of that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just told me a minute ago you're in phase three. So talk a little bit about phase three of 75 hard on the growth side, being in the comfort zone of doing that on a daily basis, and also the growth side that you're dealing with to get through the first two to get to the third step of 75 hard.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. So this is actually news to me that you're starting. I like that you held on to that. That was good. So you're starting the phase one part?
I'm starting phase one, day one, right now with the podcast.
That's amazing. Okay. So, okay, let me answer your question. 75 Hard, for those who don't know, is this mental toughness program created by Andy Frisella. And essentially what you do in that program is you build mental toughness. And the way you start that is you have these five critical tasks that you have to do every single day. The first one, I mean, they're in no particular order, but number one, do two workouts, each of them 45 minutes. One of them has to be outside. And then number two is you got to take a progress photo. You've got to follow a restrictive diet. You can't have any cheat days, no alcohol. And you have to read 10 pages a day. And I feel like I'm forgetting all the other ones, but there's a list. Basically, there's an app that I use the app. Do you use the app?
I don't use the app. Okay. I just know the things.
You just know them. Okay.
Yeah. So, but the thing with it that's derailed me a couple of times is the photo. The
really?
Easiest thing to do for me is the most difficult thing for me to do.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But it's a lot about what we're talking about on the podcast.
Yep.
Because we're talking about comfort. And I'm just so comfortable in the day that I end up in a situation where, okay, I go to bed and get up the next day and I'm like, all right, the reason I'm having to start over is because the most comfortable thing I could have done in 75 hard, I didn't do. So it limited my growth because, you know, the thing that will get me or get anyone in it is if you miss anything in any day, you start over on day one.
Yeah.
So for me sitting there and looking at, okay, I'm at day 12 and I didn't take a photo.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think about it and it wasn't important to me that day. It is kind of one of those things that makes you cringe a little bit because I think when we're talking, you know, growth over comfort, I think people realize a lot of times, or maybe not, that you're sitting here looking at something that you thought was easy and it was easy for you, but that's the one thing that keeps you from being what you need to be. And, you know, paying attention to that's a big deal.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, that is the hard part, is that if you miss any of the tasks, you have to start over from the beginning. So you could be, you do it for 75 days. So you could get to day 65 and then you forget to, another one is drink a full gallon of water.
Right.
You could, which is I think like 128 ounces. You could drink 120 ounces and then fall asleep and then wake up the next day and realize you didn't do it.
Yeah.
And that means you start over day one. And that's the part that builds the mental toughness is that you have to prioritize the most. There's a list in front of you, and these things will make you one of the greatest versions of yourself that you can be. And if you don't accomplish each of those lists, that means you lost. That means you lost the day.
Right.
If you complete the list, that means you've won the day. If you win enough days, then you will win. If you win a week, then that's great. You win a month, that's amazing. You win a year, your life is completely different.
Right.
If you're able to put on a list of the things that you need to do and you're able to check them off and say, I did that, and put your head on your pillow at night and say, I gave it my all today, that means you won.
I think unfortunately for me and probably a lot of people that will view this podcast in the future, is being honest with myself may be the most difficult thing.
Yeah.
And understanding where I'm at is because of the things that I tell myself on the inside and because of the things that I do because of what I'm not honest about. You know, so for 75 hard for me, I, like one of the days I missed the photo. And I was on day like 12.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if I would just move to the next day, you know, it's day 13. I'm fine to move to day 13. But on the inside, I would know the whole time that, no, you didn't do that.
Right.
So I think that's one of the big builds on just being not only comfortable doing the things and carrying out the images and helping and working through the stuff, but it's also the growth side of, hey, I've got to be honest with me. I think I've lied to me more than I've lied to anybody else on the planet. Mm-hmm. And me being consistent with me and telling me the truth and holding into that truth is the reality of how things really change.
That program is an honor system.
Right.
No one is looking at you every night and asking, did you do it? You know,
I mean, right.
You have to be honest with yourself and say, I didn't do it, so right. I'm going to fail. There's a Facebook group, and there's so many people on there that they're honest with themselves, and they say, I'm going to fail. I'm going to make myself fail, or I'm going to say that I failed because I know that I only got 120 ounces of water.
It's crazy.
And it's really hard, but it just depends on if you're honest with yourself. And the point is that the people who are honest with themselves and they
right.
they tell themselves the truth, those are the ones that end up winning, you know?
Right.
And the other ones, they find excuses.
Right.
Because they end up going the rest of their life saying, well, the reason I didn't get that promotion is for some other reason. It's not me, some other reason. Or the reason right. my business failed, it wasn't my fault. I didn't have control over that. But right. in reality, you do have control.
Well, that's one of the things my brother and I, we text every day about something, you know, that's kind of unique or different. And I think all of us have heard, you know, if you hang around five losers, you hang around five people not accomplishing anything, you'll be the sixth person. Well, that's not necessarily true. And one of the things we talked about this morning, you know, Jesus hung around with people. And, you know, the Bible's pretty clear on what people are. The Bible says that we're all, you know, undone, wretched sinners and lost. But Jesus was around people all the time. And what made Jesus really unique, you know, the virgin birth was incredible. And that piece of Jesus was incredible. The resurrection, you know, he's the guy. He's the only one that's gone in the grave by himself and come out by himself. So that's incredible, and that's greatness. But what makes Jesus truly great is what he was on the inside and what he was on the outside were exactly the same. And Jesus hung around with people. So Jesus is around all of the stuff that we look at and go, hey, you know, if Jesus is around us, Jesus is going to be like us. No, he's not. He's going to be completely different because he's 100% what he is inwardly and outwardly. And I think we're the same. I think if we'll be honest with ourselves and we'll truly grow and truly start seeking something, that we have the opportunity to do something really unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
But to be that is the thing that I think is even more important than accomplishing the task.
Yeah.
You know, actually turning into something because of the task that we are accomplishing. Actually being something because we read 10 pages a day. Actually reading something and taking it in and using it. Actually being man enough to go, I didn't take a picture, so I need to start over.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, we become something in that process. So talk a little bit about what's actually changed. Outwardly, I can tell a change. I mean, you're different.
Yeah, for
physically
sure.
Physically on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened to you on the inside? What's different inside?
So outwardly, like you mentioned, I've lost some weight. You know, I think I've lost about 30 pounds so far.
That's awesome.
I feel amazing comparatively just losing 30 pounds. And if we want to stick to the physical aspect, I've also started lifting weights, and
okay.
I'm the strongest I've ever been. I've been able to lift things and hit PRs that I never, I mean, like when I was growing up, you'd see, you know, in high school, you'd see people benching 135 right. kids and be like, wow, look at them. That's strong. And, you know, the other day, I'm not going to say I strictly got it because I didn't strictly get the bench press, but I did 225.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And so I feel so like I just feel right. strong and I love right. that, you know, and but mentally is really the difference. Okay. Mentally, I no longer I think it's what I said earlier. I used to find a way out or look for excuses or say, you know, the reason that I haven't done that is because of this
right.
versus the reason is me. And I've now realized that I am in control of my actions.
Right.
And I'm in control to move forward on things that I want to move forward on. I think another thing that has changed mentally for me is I no longer look for the way out. I find a way. So what I mean by that is things come up, problems arise, and I find a solution, you know? And if we can't find the best solution, that's okay.
Right.
Even this morning, setting these things up, we've hit some issues, but we're still moving forward, right. you know?
Well, I think that's the growth piece. And talk a little bit about our logo. I mean,
yeah.
you're a logo design guy. I mean, it's part of what you do, but you know, you send me the logo and I did what most humans do. I look at it. Okay, that's cool. I like it. But it took me until we had a conversation in this room yeah. before I noticed what the logo actually is. So yeah. talk a little bit about that for our
sure,
podcast.
For sure. So the logo is, the name of the podcast is Growth Over Comfort. And the most obvious choice is putting the word growth with a line. And then underneath that line is comfort because it's like growth over comfort. But then that looks like math stuff and that's boring. And I think someone else actually has probably already done that. So what I decided to do was take the two letters, the G and the C, and just put them next to each other. And then I started really diving into the G and the C. Like, think about a G in your mind. Think about a C in your mind. For those listening, it's harder because I'm not showing it. But I'll show you on the screen on the video. But with a G, or no, let's go with a C. You see some sort of a downward trajectory as you're drawing a C. Imagine drawing right. a C in your mind, and it goes down and around, and then it just kind of stops at the bottom. Maybe it does go up a little bit. Some Cs do go up a little bit. They've got that little tail kind of.
Sure.
But a lot of them just kind of stop at the bottom. But you look at a G goes down, and it comes back around. It hits the bottom. It's at the bottom.
Right.
But then what does it do? It goes back up. It goes back up. It's that little tail going up. And that, in my mind, is growth. That is over comfort because right. growth decided to go down. It hit the bottom, but it started coming back up.
Right.
And comfort just is at the bottom.
Right. And I think there's a little arrow
yeah,
that
yeah.
you put in there. That's really neat.
Yeah, I kind of changed the little bit of the red on there on the logo. And so the arrow, it kind of looks like, the G kind of makes an arrow like pointing upwards, like we're going up.
Right. And in my life, I've had some things happen that were my fault.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've had any of those things, but I've had some things happen that are my fault.
All
like
of them.
100% me. It's all me. It's my fault. I missed it because I made a decision, or I didn't accomplish what I set out to do because I made a decision, or I hurt people because I made a decision. And in those decisions, that type of growth is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things, when you hit bottom because it's your fault, because you made it uncomfortable, it's completely different than making a choice like 75 hard, where you're choosing good and you're making good choices, but it's still really hard for the growth to occur. I'll encourage everybody that if you have an opportunity to make a decision, make a positive decision that turns up, even if it's hard, over making a decision that may be easy at the time, but it's going to cause a problem and cause hard growth
yeah.
in your life. So make that a little bit different.
Yeah.
But the logo's really neat.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
I appreciate what's happening with that. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, definitely. And something too. I've always had this saying. I don't know if I heard it or maybe even I came up with it. I don't know. Who knows? I've said it for years. I mean, probably 10 plus years. But I always use it in sales pitches when I'm talking to
sure.
clients. But I care less about, on a scale of 1 to 10, I care less about where you are. I care more about where you're headed.
Right.
So if you are at an 8 that's amazing.
Right.
But if you're staying at an 8 or you're going down, that's bad. It doesn't matter that you're at an 8.
Right.
But if you're at a 4 and you're rising up, if you're at a 5 and you're going up,
right,
and you've got that momentum, I look at that as, I mean, that's more potential in my mind. Because right, if you're, you know, there's a thing where people get on top and then they get, what, comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's where the growth stops. Right. That's where it all stops.
I listen and pay attention to a lot of stuff and a lot of sports figures. One of the things that's very interesting, you've got Kobe Bryant, who's one of the greatest of all time. And in one of the things that I read about Kobe Bryant, you know, he's on top. You know, he stayed on top. You know, the majority of his career, you know, he was considered one of the top players in the NBA period, one of the top players in the world. But one of the things that he did that was different was his workout started around 3:30
yeah,
in the morning. And that was every morning. Mm-hmm. That's all the time. So he's working all the time. One of the things, you know, Tiger Woods is coming off the Masters this weekend and didn't have a great one. But when he was in his prime, you know, one of the guys said, you know, one time he mishit one shot in a round. And then after that round went back and hit 500 more shots. Wow. You know, to make sure that he didn't miss hit that shot mm-hmm. again, you know, the next day. And I think about that stuff and I think, you know, there's so many people that get to that level that think they've arrived. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they think they're just going to stay there.
Yeah.
And I believe 100% it's true. You never stay. Mm-hmm. You're either going up or you're going down. You don't get the opportunity in life to stay where you are.
Yeah.
And our days are numbered and we don't appreciate it all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'll take a 4 on the rise before I'll take an 8 on the decline anytime.
100%.
So I think that matters. So talk about the podcast for a minute. We've talked some. This has been a vision of yours. This has been a dream of yours for a long time.
Yeah.
So talk about the podcast for a minute. Talk about, you know, when you and I sat down for lunch and I went, hey, listen, this is what I'm thinking. This is the direction I want to go. And you went, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So what in you sparked when we sat down and had lunch that day?
I always wanted to start a podcast that just talked about business and also talked about kind of a mentorship relationship where someone who has been through a lot of things and then someone who's starting something.
Right.
And that's kind of our relationship. You've been through and you have a ton of experience. And, you know, you have a lot of successes, failures, but successes, and failures make the successes. Mm. And I do too, but I'm kind of on the cusp here of starting something new. This is a new studio space for me. Like, I'm trying to build a little business here, a video business and podcasting stuff. And when you said that you wanted to start coaching and you wanted to start writing and you wanted to start helping people find success,
right,
I said, I want to be a part of that. I mean, for sure. And then so the podcast part of it, I mean, I've wanted to do one of these forever, but I've always gotten in the way of, you know, well, this right, isn't perfect. This isn't right. You know, what about that? And I'm so thankful for you because your attitude and the whole going up to this is, let's go, let's get it, let's go, let's go. And I love right, that because it's, you know, there's the cliche of just start.
Right.
You just need to start. I mean, a quick story here. I'm going to butcher it. I don't know it exactly. But there is a photography class in a college, and this one semester, the professor told his students, mm-hmm, I want you to focus on making the best one photo you can, the best one shot, and then you're going to present that to the class, and, you know, we'll see. We'll judge which ones are the best ones. And then he, the next semester, said, I want you to take 5,000 shots over the course of this semester. And the question is, which do you think turned out better, the guy who focused on just one shot or the guy who did the one thing 5,000 times?
Think the 5,000 time guy.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So yeah, I think the point is just that, why are you waiting? Get started. Get going. And for me, having someone that's I'm accountable to right, get going, a partner, that it just increases, it makes me go. Like
right,
I'm not gonna say it's all because of you, but a lot of it is. I mean, I've got a studio. This place was just leased. I just got the keys last week. And it's in a location I love, downtown Coleman, and all this equipment is here. because you sparked something in me to get going, get moving, and stop making excuses. And it really, it kind of kicked in with my 75 hard. Like, you, there's no reason, you don't make an excuse when you go out on a 5K run every morning or whatever. Like, you just do it. You just go. You just run because that's what you've been doing for 75 days. So why are you waiting to get started with this? If this is truly something you're passionate about, truly something you want to do, why are you waiting? Just start. Get going.
Yeah, so. And one of the things for me, you know, we talked about the coaching space. You know, I'm moving into the coaching space, and I'm really excited about that. And the biggest thing is I want to help people dial in their time, because so many people miss so many things on time. They lose so many days. They lose so many hours for so many reasons. So I want to help people dial in their habits, and then make sure your attitude's on point.
Yeah.
So that when shots like this come up, when you get the opportunities and it's stuff that you really wanted to do, that you'll be in the best position to take advantage of those opportunities. But one of the things is, it's like the people we're planning to have on this podcast. We'll have some really cool people come on the podcast. Yeah. But we're going to draw people that have been knocked down. We'll draw some of the most successful people in the world over time.
Yeah.
But in bringing those people in, I think everyone needs to understand that those people will be finished out. Those people will be on their upswing. Those people will be on the top. We'll bring in some tens. We'll bring in some people that are on top of their game.
Yeah.
Like the best in the world at what they do. And we're sitting here starting our podcast for the first time. And we're in a position right now where this is not going to be what it is. This is going to continue to move. And you'll get to see that journey. You know, as you follow what we're doing, you'll get to see the journey. And hopefully somewhere along the way in our journey, you'll be inspired to start.
Yeah.
Because all of us have a dream. All of us have something in us. And you said before we started, you know, everybody has something creative within them. And, you know, I made the statement, and I heard this, and it's 100% true. The first thing God tells us about himself is he's a creator.
Yeah.
And then we're created in his image. So each and every person is a creator. So hopefully as we go along our journey, you'll look at us and go, those guys are not perfect.
Right.
Boy, that podcast just messed up. That may be the worst I've ever heard. So hopefully somewhere in that you'll go, well, I'm better than them.
Yeah.
And if they can get started and do that, I can too.
100%.
So I want to inspire people, hopefully, as they see our journey, that, you know, all too often people that we see on social media, you know, we see these guys and you're like, man, that's awesome. You know, if I could be like a Michael Burt, if I could be like an Andy Frisellis, if I can be like an Ed Milet, if I can be like those guys, it would be incredible. What if you could back up and see when they started?
Yeah.
And I think they would tell you the same, that getting started and moving forward and taking the steps and being something that you never thought you could be is a growth curve, is a growth journey. And you can get comfortable, but if you get comfortable, you're going to miss it. Yeah. And I encourage everybody not to miss it.
Well, there you have it. There's episode 1 of the Growth Over Comfort podcast. I really hope you guys enjoyed this. If you did, please give us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're watching this on YouTube, give us a comment, subscribe, do all the follow stuff, share it, do all the things. Thank you guys so much. We hope that you choose to grow.